This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the power of intellect and its relationship to our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, such an honor to be here, A to Z, talking about Islamic lifestyle. So, we're talking about the power of intellect, the power of aql, as it is known in the Arabic language. This power of intellect, of course, is something which is part and parcel of our being. It is something that Allah has put, you know, within us in order to be able to be a complete human being. So this power of intellect, of course, is something that you have to use. You have to use your intellect. And of course, this is the power that it leads to purification. It leads to that beautiful Islamic lifestyle, of course, because it drives us towards knowledge. It drives us towards the acquisition of information. Of course, I guess another layer hidden within this is it has this power or this aspect, of curiosity. That curiosity, of course, leads to the acquisition of information. And of course, that knowledge, eventually leads to wisdom in a human being. So this power of intellect is something that is incredibly important. If it is used, of course, it leads to wisdom, you know, which is one of the requirements of an Islamic lifestyle. But if it is in deficiency, if we don't use the power of intellect, of course, then it leads to ignorance. And, you know, that ignorance then leads to multiple different other problems, because one of the key vices which leads towards destruction is, of course, ignorance, and that is not using the power of intellect.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the power of intellect and our Islamic lifestyle. So, you know, we talked a little bit about in the previous segment how the power of intellect is something that is necessary. It is a part of our being. It is something that Allah, you know, has created us with this power. And of course, this power is one of the forces which helps to shape our Islamic lifestyle. Of course, you know, when we're talking about Islamic lifestyle, nobody's saying to follow an Islamic lifestyle for no reason. There's no reason, I just follow. No, that's not what anybody is saying. Matter of fact, the Islamic lifestyle is something that logically, rationally, when one sits down and really thinks about it with a clear head, they will realize that the only a prosperous, lifestyle is the Islamic lifestyle. Any other kind of lifestyle is something that is not as prosperous, It doesn't result in the best of results as the Islamic lifestyle. So, of course, all of this stuff, well, it takes intellect. We need to think about these things, think about our life, you know, plan our life to a certain extent. And so this power of intellect, again, is something that is necessary. And we should be able to use this power of intellect, think, contemplate. It's interesting when you look at the Holy Quran tells us, you know, and it emphasizes so much on contemplation, on thinking, on reflection. And so all of this is kind of pushing us towards the power of intellect. Use your intellect. Use your logic. Use your power of reason. And really, all of the advancements, both physical and spiritual, that human beings have acquired, you know, throughout the history of humanity is based on this power of intellect. So, of course, you know, we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted, to help us to increase our power of intellect, to strengthen our power of intellect, and of course to use our power of intellect in order to achieve that Islamic lifestyle.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.